Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The other day we went on this fantastic cycling. I still call it biking. My friends call it cycling. They're the correct ones. Shows that I'm a rookie. But anyway, we went out on the bikes. And we went to the country, places that I've never gone before, and it was very secluded. And I remember not being first. You know what I'm talking about? I was not in the lead. And we went down this hill, and the person in the lead, his name is Dave. And sure enough, Dave, as he was riding past this one house, I'm telling you, these three dogs that were fierce jumped out and started barking and chasing him. And I mean, like, we're talking the lunge. You ever see those nature movies where the alligator just kind of sits there and then whoosh, goes out after whatever animal it is? That's what happened to Dave. And Chet and I were behind him, and we said, oh my gosh, you know, that was crazy. And you know what? It popped in my head that that's why a lot of people don't want to be in the lead. You know what I'm talking about? In life, a lot of people say, well, listen, if you're a leader, you'll get your head chopped off first. Or if you're in the lead, you're the one with a target on your back. And so these days, there's kind of this cynicism. There's this reluctance to be a leader. And I get it. I understand. But the reality is that sometimes, you know what? You're the only leader. Like, you are the leader of your life. You can't wait for somebody else. You can't wait to, we call it abdication. When you abdicate your role as a leader, that means you're surrendering. You're giving it up. You're choosing not to be taking initiative. And I was just watching Lord of the Rings with the family the other day, number two, and there's this king who's kind of possessed by Sauron or something. All you Lord of the Rings fans, you know what I'm talking about, probably even more than me. But there's this part in the second movie where he is possessed and he is not taking any leadership, and he keeps delaying and delaying and delaying, and sure enough, evil is on the rise. But then Gandalf comes in and essentially casts out the demon from him, and he can take leadership. Folks, if you've given away your power, if you've chosen not to be a leader in your own life, it's time to take it back. It's time to reclaim it. You're the only one who can lead yourself. And until you do that, you're not going to get the results that you want. So I want to challenge you to do that. It's worth it. You are worth it. Your legacy is worth it. If you need help in this area, maybe you keep getting what I call hacked, go to Elixir Project experience.com. Yeah, go to elixirprojectexperience.com. We got a free training there, and it will teach you how to become unhackable in work and life. Bottom line, take the lead, take initiative, show up filled up, be the fire. Take care. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.